Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, as we welcome Elliot Shore Parks to the show, let's also bring in the Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Hurry to Armin Chevrolet. The $7,000 500 EV tax credit ends September 30th. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. First poll question, who wins on Sunday, Eagles or the Bucs? Second poll question, if needed, who should be the Phillies' four starter in the playoffs, Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola? And third poll question, if needed, again, if they get to having that four starter in the NLCS, that would be the second series the Phillies could play in, who will it be? Who would Rob Thompson go to? And I want to start with that with Elliot this morning. Elliot, good morning, pal.
What's up? How you guys doing?
A lot. And we got a lot of Eagles to do and injuries and all good stuff and heat and all that. Not that injuries are good stuff, unless they're recovering. But, Elliot, I just want to start with this Phillies question with you. So, clearly, yeah. Walker Buehler has been better this year with the Phillies than Nola. Although he hasn't pitched much, he's been pretty impressive. Nola has not been. Who would Rod Thompson go to if he needs the four starter?
So, I think he'll start Nola. I know it's a lot of money and, like,
I think last night tipped it over the edge, Elliot. I think last night is like a nail. It's got to be a final nail in the coffin. It should be. Let me put it this way. It should be a final nail in the coffin.
I agree, but I would just say, like, there's not many people on that Phillies roster that are truer Phillies that have been there for as long as Nola has. To be clear, I would not start Nola. I'm saying I think they will show him loyalty.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed,
guess,
man.
But I don't think they should.
I don't know how you look Bryce Harper, Schwarber, and the other guys in the eyes and say, we're going with Nola. I agree. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
I mean, let me put it this way. I'd look at Aaron Nola and say, hey, Aaron, you have your best chance to win the World Series this year if the other guy starts.
I would not say that.
I don't think that's a way to approach it.
No, I would,
Joe, just
I would not say that to Aaron. All right, let's talk a lot of Eagles here, Elliot. So it seemed like, based on practice yesterday and that injury report, that it was a pretty good day, Elliot, for the Eagles getting some guys back that maybe will play on Sunday. I'm talking namely the two dudes in the middle at linebacker. There's the guys that can't come back because they're on injured reserve. They're ineligible. And then there's the guys we wonder if they'll play on Sunday. And I guess yesterday was a step in the right direction for Bond and Campbell, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Campbell in the locker room yesterday, and I don't even think he knows he was hurt. Like, so I think he is going to play on Sunday.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, like, I was like, hey, you didn't practice yesterday, and he was like, I practiced. So, I mean, he was, you know, I think he was just maybe a little out of it. But he'll be good to go. He'll play. Zach Bond will also play, in my opinion. He wore a knee brace on Wednesday at practice. Yesterday, he said he was basically just trying it out to see how comfortable he would be with it if he had to ever wear it. So, I think he's dealing with something, but I think he'll be out there. And he'll be good to go. And then, of course, Lane Johnson, who they badly missed last week when he left, he'll play. And my sense is,
you say, of course, Lane will play. You say, of course, Lane will play. So it sounds like he's doing really well. You said,
yeah,
good, okay.
Yeah.
And then Landon, Landon Dickerson, his health, I mean, it seems like we just sort of gloss over it because we assume he's going to tough it out, but his back looks like it's been affecting his play. Is he all right?
Yeah, Landon will always tell you he's all right. I don't think Landon is going to be feeling close to 100% all year after dealing with that leg injury in camp and then, of course, the back injury. And I agree. I don't think he's played up to his Pro Bowl, All-Pro potential so far this season. I think the play of the offensive line, you know, we're so used to them being elite, and, like, they really are probably still close to elite, but they're not playing to their potential. So, yeah, Landon will play, Lane will play, but I do think the offensive line, they've had communication issues, they've had breakdown in protection. Like, I know that's something they're working on a lot heading into this game. So,
Elliot,
yeah, they'll play, but we'll see how they play.
I'm just curious if you have any sense of this. Is Juergens affected by the back injury at the end of last year?
It doesn't seem like it. I've talked to him a few times. He doesn't bring it up. The few times I've asked him, he says he feels fine. So I don't think that's something that is bothering him.
Other guys playing next to each other. I know their roles are different, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, but it really feels like Jordan Davis's role is changing, for the better, because he's playing better. Can you see a changing dynamic between those two guys? And how has his role on the team changed with his improved play, Jordan Davis?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's becoming a three-down defensive tackle, which is exactly what they said he had to become when they drafted him. When they took him with that top 15 pick, they were clear that for him to be worth that pick, he has to become an...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Impact player against the pass, and he's become that. I think he's maybe been their best defensive player so far through three games. And Jalen Carter, you bring him up. Jalen Carter, I think, has more talent in his body than Jordan Davis has. But if you had to tell me right now I had to bet on one player or give him $100 million, I think it's much, much more of a question than it was prior to the season. Like, Jalen Carter is better, for sure. But Jordan Davis, I think the arrow is pointing up, and Jalen Carter has not had a good start to the season. So, I think Jordan Davis has been everything they could have hoped through these first three.
So, Elliot, I'll push back on you on that last one. And maybe Jalen Carter is such a knucklehead, it's unavoidable that they're going to have trouble with him and not want to commit $175 million to him. But I also want to remind everyone, this guy was maybe the best defensive player in football last year. Like, I know he wasn't a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, but he might have been the best defensive player in football. He played almost every snap at a position that no one ever plays almost every snap. He played it at an incredibly high level. I can't go as far as you just went with that comment on Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter in the comparison.
Jalen Carter is a better player. I said that flat out. But the first three games of his contract year have not gone great. And Jordan Davis, I think, has shown, like, Jordan Davis has shown that he's been through tough times and got through it, right? Like, he has come out on the other end. We'll see how Jalen Carter, how this season goes for him. I don't think it's a good thing for Jalen Carter or for the team that the assumption is he has a blank check waiting for him at the end of this season, because it's not been a good start to the year. So, you know, he was out of shape. He got kicked out of the first game. He's not played, I don't think, to his potential through the first 3 weeks. So he will be an Eagle, obviously, and he's going to get paid. I'm just highlighting that if you look at Jordan Davis, the arrow is very much pointing up, and he's been a better player than Jalen Carter through the first 3 weeks.
Elliot, obviously Hurts has had some of his worst games in his career against Todd Bowles and, by extension, the Eagles' offense. Why do you think that has happened, and do you fear it could happen again?
So I think there's two reasons. The first is, I think we all have to acknowledge, like, it's kind of situational. One of those games was 2021 when this whole thing was basically in its infancy.
Yep.
2023, they were a broken team at that point when they played them in the playoffs. And last year, he didn't have Lane, Devontae, or AJ. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, you are correct. They struggle against the Bucs. But I think it's not as much of a red flag as people make it out to be when you just look at the situation. It's not like they're playing them with a full deck of cards every time at their best, and the Bucs are still handling them. But the other part of it is Todd Bowles blitzes all the time. In the last three games, he's blitzed Jalen Hurts on over 70% of the times Jalen Hurts drops back. So he goes after him quite a bit. And the Eagles, and Jalen is part of that, have just never really been great against the blitz. I think the way they like to handle it is they view it as a chance for big plays, like a swing or a miss play. So they don't really include, like, short check down options. What they'll do is they'll send their guys deep and say, here's a chance to make a big play. And we saw against Kansas City, it could be a great thing, like that Devontae play, but it also causes, sacks and things like that. So I think it's situational, and I think it's the amount of blitzes they send.
Are we going to see these squib kickoffs every single weekend for the rest of the year, Elliot? And how concerning is that? I mean, it didn't seem like they fielded any of them properly.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know if this is the best baseball analogy. James, you can tell me if this is a good one. But, like, it's almost, I would compare it to facing, like, a sidearm pitcher or something, or, like, a knuckleball pitcher, where, yeah, that game, it really hurt you, but it's not like the guy going to the mound next week can do it. Like, the Eagles view how the Rams kicked that ball last week as a bit of a specialty thing. And, look, other teams might try to do it, but if you weren't already doing it, it's hard just to, you know, step on the field and kick it that way. So you're right, it was an issue last week. I think this week will be very telling whether the Bucs are able to execute it, and if they don't, are, like, the Eagles field, are they cleanly fielding these kicks? So
yeah.
I think they view it as a 1 week thing.
All right, and by the way, reminder, 5 minutes from now, Pete DeHammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll field your fifth call on the contest line. You can compete in Pete DeHammer. Caller 5-215-988-1258. Caller 5, Pete DeHammer in 5 minutes. Elliot, final thing, who wins on Sunday?
Yeah, so I felt really good about this game all week. I think it's a really good matchup for the Eagles. I think they win on both lines of scrimmage. I think the Buccaneers are, like, devastated with injuries, and the Bucs really aren't that good. You can't find many meaningful stats through 3 weeks where they're top 10 in the league. So I'm not worried about the Bucs. They're reckless with the ball. But the Eagles are telling us the Heat is a concern. Like, we can all pretend like it might not be, and people can say, oh, it's just the Heat, who cares? The Eagles are telling us they're concerned about it by going a day early. So I still think the Eagles win the game, and I think they could win it comfortably, but the Heat is the only concern I have in this game.
Yeah, and to me, the most startling thing was what Kelsey said yesterday about the Heat, how real it is. We'll play that audio in a moment. All right, Elliot, stay well. Have a good trip. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.